The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Redding. It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at MakerFairShasta.com or visit ShastaCounty.MakerFair.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
That it is. A fresh look at the day's events. I like that. I like the sound of that. Matt, was that... Who came up with that? A fresh look at the day's events. Did we have a meeting about that? And,
that may be... Maybe that was Harry, I think.
He just made it up? We just allow Harry to make up my slogans?
Yeah, I think it was like last summer before we even launched.
I like it, though. It fits. A fresh look at the day's events. That's what I hope I provide on the Tom Shalhoub Show. Thanks for joining us once again. As I always say, we're getting new listeners every day. I get your messages on the various platforms. I don't always respond, guys, I know. But I see your messages saying, hey, never heard of you. Like your show. Regular listener now. Stuff like that, you know. Or people who, I thought you died after Red Eye. I found your show. Wow, I love it. You know, stuff like that. I love all the messages. And I love... hearing from you guys. So today, I'm going to ask to hear from you again, 833-852-4866. So much interesting stuff came out of the interview with the president this morning on Fox and Friends. The president said so many different things, and he's so uncareful in the way that he talks. There are people... What was the quote? Did we get the quote, Matt? Somebody was saying... that if you couldn't come up with a worse client for a lawyer in a laboratory or something like that. Who was Ben Shapiro. Let's get him on. See if we can get him on my show sometime, Matt.
We're working on it.
Yeah, okay. And he's so uncareful. He drives lawyers crazy when they look at him and they say, he's got to stop with the tweets. He's got to stop with the talking. But this is what is wonderful about the Trump presidency, someone just talking, just speaking his mind, being uncareful. We all know the president is uncareful. He does not speak from a, what do you call that when you're in a company, when they have damage control, you know, loss prevention, damage control. This is what companies do. And most people in the corporate world and in the political world, they speak from a defensive posture. They don't want to say anything that might come back to haunt them later on. The president doesn't think that way. He just rambles on and on. That's why it drives, when I say conservative, I'm not talking politically, conservative-minded people, damage control types, don't like the president, or they don't like his attitude. And that's why I think that people who have a damage control mentality – the people who live their life in a careful way, you know, who don't want to ruffle feathers, who don't want to push buttons, they live their life defensively. You know, people like this, they get nervous around the president. Okay. So this is what I find so refreshing about the president. I don't live my life in this way. And I think it's refreshing to have a chief executive who also does not live his life in this way. My favorite quote from the the Ainsley Earhart interview with the president on Fox and Friends this morning. He started going on a rant about flipping. I think I'll play the flipping thing second because I think I want to play you the what he said about Cohen, why he pled guilty. Okay, she asked him why the president thought that Cohen pleaded guilty, and this is what he said.
Because he made a great deal. Because he was in another business, totally unrelated to me, where I guess there was fraud involved and loans and taxi cabs and all sorts of things. Nothing to do with me because he had an outside business. He worked for me. You could really say it was more or less part-time. He had other businesses. He had other clients. I'm not his only client. And Michael Cohen had, I guess, a taxi business, and somebody reported him for some things in his taxi business, and that's how this started. And they put the two counts of campaign violations in there, but a lot of lawyers on television, and also lawyers at IFC, that they're not even crimes.
So he's going on about Michael Cohen, and then he continues talking about how the prosecution got him to flip on Donald Trump. And we have the Wall Street Journal has this whole in-depth article, how and why Michael Cohen agreed to plead guilty and implicate the president. And there's some interesting facts in there, but I want to focus on the president here. This is his take on it. Again, I'm sure his more conservative counsel would say, zip it, Mr. President. I don't need you going off on legal theories. But listen to what he says about the idea of flipping. I think it's so interesting.
This whole thing about flipping, they call it. I know all about flipping. For 30, 40 years, I've been watching flippers. Everything's wonderful, and then they get 10 years in jail, and they flip on whoever the next highest one is, or as high as you can go. It almost ought to be outlawed. It's not fair. Because if somebody's going to spend 5 years like Michael Cohen, or 10 years or 15 years in jail because of a taxi cab industry, because he defrauded some bank. The last two were the tiny ones. You know, campaign violations are considered not a big deal, frankly. But if somebody defrauded a bank and he's going to get 10 years in jail or 20 years in jail, but if you can say something bad about Donald Trump and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made, in all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. And I've seen it many times. I've had many friends involved in this stuff. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
So there. I was amazed watching this morning over my coffee. What do you think of that, guys? Because I have often, and you hear me on this broadcast talk about it all the time, I think that prosecutors in this country, and I'm not just talking about the FBI, and I'm not talking about Mueller exclusively, but I think that one of the things that we have to look out for in our justice system is a check on prosecutorial power, all right? And I think it does oftentimes get that check in criminal court, not all the time, and that's where we have to look out for it. In criminal court, the power of the prosecutor is often checked by a good defense attorney, and this is another part of our unequal justice system. It is true that people who have more money, they can hire more talented attorneys, and those attorneys can go up against prosecutors, and they can do battle with them. They can be evenly matched. If you have a lot of money, you can match the power of a prosecutor oftentimes with a powerful attorney. If you have a public defender, not so much. Not so much. So I do think that this is one of the things about our justice system. I think that we give too much power to prosecutors, and in the case of people like special counsels, and in the case of FBI investigations where they're looking at politicians, I absolutely believe they have too much power. Obviously, I think the Mueller investigation is drunk with power at this point, and we have given them almost unlimited power to do whatever they want as regards the president and people in his circle, in his many, many circles around him. They can go after anyone, and they can kick down doors and do whatever they want. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. But in a broader sense, the president is really opening up a very interesting legal argument. What do you think of flipping? This is what the justice system, in many of these big cases, racketeering cases, big government cases, the way that attorneys general and district attorneys, the way that they secure convictions is through the use of overcharging people and then promising them a sweet deal because they're all scared because they see that they're going up the river for 20 years. And they say, if you give me a bigger fish, give me the next guy up the ladder, and I will reduce your sentence. And they go through one after another, climbing up the salmon ladder as it is, getting to the head honcho. This is how they get mobsters. This is how they get white-collar crime. Now, what do you think of this? The president says it almost ought to be illegal. He throws in the almost there. But I believe that it is being absolute, the use of flipping witnesses is being laid bare in this case with Mueller, and I do think it is an absolute perversion of justice, and I think that we ought to do something about it. Now, I'm not saying flipping shouldn't be illegal completely. Probably not. I'm not a lawyer, but I do think that what happens is prosecutors overcharge people, and then they encourage them to, what did the president say, sing? He also quoted Alan Dershowitz saying that they compose. Alan Dershowitz is very lucid on this, and he speaks about it, and he has been speaking about it for years. He's used terms in his books, because I've read a couple of his books, and they're excellent. Dershowitz uses terms like testifying. That's what he says police often do, testifying. They shade the truth in order to secure convictions. He often talks about it in terms of police and other law enforcement officials using this testifying, right? Also, he uses the term composing. He gets people to shade the truth. And I think this is what happened with Cohen, because if you've been looking at the charges, Cohen pled guilty to something that we're not even sure is a crime. He's almost pre-pleading to a crime that hasn't been charged yet, because he's saying that the payments he made to these women for Donald Trump, on behalf of Donald Trump, not only were done at the behest of Donald Trump, that they were campaign violations. He's already pleaded guilty to campaign violations. I was talking to a guy last night, and he was like, it's already done. It's a fact. He's pleaded guilty to campaign violations. I said, no, it's not a fact. You can plead guilty to anything you want. You can just announce that you're guilty. You're allowed to do that. It doesn't mean it's a crime, you see? So what do you guys think of flipping? Is this something we have to examine? I think it's high time we do examine it. The virtually unlimited power we give prosecutors to overcharge people and say that they're going to put them away for 60 years and then say, give me a name, and then let them compose. And then we go into a courtroom, we stand in front of a jury, and we say, look at this person. Well, I don't think this person has any credibility. Obviously, Cohen doesn't have any credibility if he's trying to save his own butt, right? And the president actually says here, I have some sympathy for the guy. So he's kind of calling him like a rat, a songbird on one side. And on the other side, he's saying he feels sorry for him. It's all very fascinating. Do you think flipping should be almost illegal? I think that's what the president said. It should almost be outlawed. 833-852-4866. We got more clips from the president. Should flipping be outlawed? 833-852-4TOM. We will be right back.
Have a problem with Tom Shalhoub? Give him a call.
833-852-4866.
Let's work it out.
Tom Shalhoub.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The president threw out a very interesting legal theory this morning on Fox and Friends. Flipping. He knows all about it. He knows people have been involved in it. He thinks it almost ought to be illegal. What do you think of that? Mark in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see what's wrong with it. I mean, he's saying that's wrong to flip. How do you get that's wrong to flip?
Well, the results somebody of the flipping, what happens is...
Somebody has information.
Yeah.
You know, somebody has information that they need from someone that's already basically committed a crime. So they trump up the charges, as you say, and they're trying to get, you know, information on this other person. So what is... I'm trying to figure out how y'all are saying something is wrong with that when if they have the information to give, but they're not going to give it, say, willingly to find out what's going on with the truth, what is wrong with that?
Well, what you're doing is what the reason and the reason President Trump said he has a problem with it is that it leads to untruthfulness, is that you charge someone so heavily with, 60 years in prison, they're never going to see the outside of a cell again. And also, you know, they'll go after their family and everything else. I guess they were going after Cohen's family as well. And then it gives you incentive to not tell the truth. So you cannot trust, especially when you go up the ladder. You have one person flipping and maybe shading the truth. Then the next guy up, he shades it. And next guy up, you end up with a great lack of truth. That's the problem, Mark.
No, that's what I said. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Somebody's getting to the truth. You can't just sit up here and say, well, he did this. You have to have some proof behind what you're saying. You can't just say, oh, well, this is it, and you got to believe me. They have to have some kind of proof, text messages, emails, recording, something to go with that. So, I mean, it's the truth, but they have it. You can't just say, oh, well, this is what happened, and they just believe it. No, you have to have something to back that up, what you're telling them.
Okay, so flipping plus more evidence is good, but just the plain flipping, you got to question sometimes the motivation of it. Thanks, Mark. Let's take Jim in Morgantown, West Virginia. Flipping, almost illegal. What do you think? Jim is silent. The silence of Jim. But we got another call. We'll hold on, Jim, and see if he can. We'll try him again later. Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia. What do you think?
Hey, Tom, great segment.
Thanks.
Remember the story that Trump likes to tell about the scorpion?
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. There are three people who have now grasped, or at least two have grasped the scorpion. The lawyers, the Congress, and the deep state. And you don't have to ban flipping because the light that Trump is going to show on flipping is going to really hurt the ability to use it. Number two, the Democrats really ought to pray that they don't take the Congress because they're going to be forced to begin impeachment proceedings. Likely, as Trump has indicated, the stock market crashes and other things happen. The Democrats may be out in the wilderness forever. And thirdly, people like Brennan and Jim Clapper and others have decided to take on Trump. And in fact, he's going to drop a dime when it comes to all of this stuff that's under seal right now. He's indicated, and he'll release it before the elections when it suits him, like on the FISA redacted stuff. So
yeah, he says he did talk. We got sound on that too. Frank, thanks for the call. He mentioned that he does want to start releasing documents. He wanted to stay out of the investigation, but he said he's going to have to come in a little harder, and he's going to have to release unredacted stuff. I think we have Jim in Morgantown, West Virginia, retired agent. Is that right?
How you doing, Tom?
Good. So what do you think of flipping and the president's comments on it?
I think that it's a great thing to be able to use if the integrity of the individuals using it is correct. I'm going to give you a quick example. 27 years ago, I worked a drug case in the name of the police department I worked with, I will not name. The individuals, it was a huge drug case. It was a cocaine case. It was a police officer who had two baggies of cocaine in his pocket. He placed those underneath the seat of a female subject in the living room. I saw him do that. The idea was he was going to do is to get her with the cocaine, get her to flip on where the stuff came prior to our getting there. I saw him put that cocaine there. I took him in the kitchen, and I told him that I would expose what he was doing if he attempted to do that.
Wow.
I'm not saying that that's every time, everywhere. I'm telling you that's one occasion where if somebody wouldn't have seen it and confronted it, that someone possibly would go to jail, and I'm just telling you, it's integrity, and you've got to trust the people that are doing it, and I'm just fortunate to have saved that lady from going to jail.
That is quite a story. And so, Jim, it's true. Flipping will depend on the integrity of everyone involved. And so from what we've seen in this case, thank you, Jim, what we've seen in this case is person after person in the FBI, in the prosecution, that is politically biased. So can we trust the integrity of the people in this investigation to not have bias in their involvement in this thing? I don't think we can. 833-852-4TOM. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved.
Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction.
Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Redding for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In its zeal to declare as fraudulent all adult counseling for same-sex attraction, the California legislature may be on a collision course with the U.S. Supreme Court. You see, the Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. In that decision, the court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors. Well, Pacific Justice Institute agrees that this new bill for all adults, Assembly Bill 2943, will likewise ignore free speech and religious freedom as well.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You can't just, like, make Ben call into your show. So I don't want to, you know, I wasn't making things up here. Ben Shapiro is joining us now, editor-in-chief of the Daily Wire, host of the Ben Shapiro Show. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I quoted your tweet. If you could create the worst legal client in a lab, it would sound like President Trump. Now, that is so true, Ben. I imagine any lawyer, any defense lawyer, pulls their hair out when they look at his tweets or they see him speak. I, on the other hand, am not a lawyer, and I was enjoying so much his interview this morning on Fox and Friends, where he was just throwing out legal theories and talking about things like maybe flipping should be almost illegal. I was like, I was amazed by it. But to me, Ben, just in all honesty, I think it's a fun time to be alive. Isn't it interesting to have a president who speaks so freely? I mean, isn't that what we want in the world?
Well, yeah. I mean, we elected the president so that we'd get honesty, and honesty we shall have, because that face flows freely. So it's, you know, the fact that President Trump, you know, can't shut his pie hole when it comes to legal strategy definitely makes for entertainment for all of us who are in this business. It's not really great for him. I mean, the fact is that if he had any brains on this, he would just shut up and let his lawyers do the talking. At a certain point, when you've gone through 87 lawyers, you start to figure maybe the problem is the client. But here's the thing. Trump actually has a couple of relatively robust defenses to all the claims that he violated campaign finance law. Robust defense number one is, I don't know anything about the law. I told Michael Cohen to take care of it. I figured he's a lawyer. He knows about the law. It's his job to make sure that I act within the law. He didn't do that. His fault. Right? Yep. That's a pretty robust defense.
Does that work? I mean, you went to Harvard Law, right?
Yeah.
So does that work?
You have to have for a criminal. The civil standard for violation of campaign finance is probably a strict liability standard, meaning that you don't actually have to know you violated the law to violate the law. But for criminality, you actually have to have intent to violate the law. And it's not clear that he had intent to violate the law, because there was a legal way to do this, which was pay her off from his personal pocket, call it a campaign expenditure, and file it with the FEC. So if he figured that, you know, my boy Cohen is going to take care of this, and I'm just going to do what he says to do, and it's his job to make sure that I'm in compliance, very difficult to prove intent, criminal intent, right? This is sort of the technicality Hillary got off on, right? Hillary got off on the intent technicality,
right,
which wasn't even a part of the law. In this part of the law, it actually is a part of the law. So that's a pretty good defense. All the president has to acknowledge is that he's legally ignorant. The problem is that the president has a pathological tendency never to acknowledge he's ignorant of anything. He's an expert on everything.
Yeah.
And so that could get him in trouble. He could say, yeah, I'm a better lawyer than everyone. And then it's like, okay, well, that's not helpful, Mr. President. You need to not do that. So that's defense number one he could use. Defense number two is, yeah, I strip everybody under the sun. I pay them all off. This has nothing to do with the campaign. Right? Like half the women in the United States I've paid off over the course of my career to be quiet about affairs that I've had. And
yeah.
So,
well, even one
campaign expenditure, but it's not.
Even if it were one, you know, 5 years before, if he had engaged in this before he was running for president, then that would be, there's the pattern there. He's done it before, so it had nothing to do with the campaign.
Exactly. And he's got some decent evidence of that even now, right? In his first two divorces, they're basically monetary clauses that demand confidentiality from his divorced wives. When it came to Stormy Daniels in 2011, she was going to go to In Touch magazine with her story. And Michael Cohen sent a legal letter threatening In Touch magazine. So it's not like the president hasn't attempted to shut this stuff down before.
Mm-hmm.
So that would also be a good defense. But then he'd have to acknowledge that he kind of is not great with women, which, like, we all know. I mean, it's like a giant secret at this point.
Yeah.
But, again, he spent the last 6 months saying that he didn't pay off Stormy Daniels. He didn't know anything about Stormy Daniels. Didn't know anything about Karen McDougal. That he's his own worst enemy. If he would just – all lawyers want, you know, advice to everyone. If your lawyer tells you to shut up, that's because the lawyer knows how the law works. You should probably shut up. So if you're rooting for President Trump to get out of this thing with the least amount of sort of collateral damage to his agenda and everything that he wants to do, you should be rooting for him to go talk about anything else under the sun except for this case and Mueller.
You know, I got another question. This is kind of a overriding legal thing that maybe you can take a stab at, because over the past few weeks, we've been focusing a lot about Don McGahn, the White House counsel, and how he is, you know, like John Dean, White House counsel is a lawyer for the presidency, not the president, right? And they were the president got into the tweeting, and he spent a lot of time with Mueller, and people were having different theories back and forth. Now, isn't this one of the reasons why we should not have a president be indictable while he's in office? He's got a lawyer that is more that has to be loyal to the office of the presidency, not him, and he has to confide in that lawyer as part of his job. And then he's got personal lawyers as well. The fact that he's got two lawyers and they both have two different missions, I think that that is a reason to protect the president from these kind of prosecutions. And does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, the truth is that it's relatively legally well established he can't be indicted while he's president, mm-hmm. at least not federally. The reason being that he's in charge of the federal branch. You can't have the federal executive branch jailing the head of the federal executive branch, right?
Yeah.
He runs it. It's a unitary executive. There's some arguments as to whether he could be tried in state court. Let's say he killed somebody on Fifth Avenue, and let's say the state of New York decided to bring him up on homicide charges. Could the presidency actually shield him from that? Maybe, maybe not. It's a little bit more controversial. But, you know, he's probably – I mean, when Sarah Huckabee Sanders says at the White House that he's likely unindictable, that's – you know, that's true. He is unindictable. That's not her best defense, right? Like, if you asked O.J. Simpson, did you kill your wife? And he said, listen – double jeopardy laws apply, man. You can't try me again.
Right.
That would not be your strongest defense. Your strongest defense is, no, I didn't kill my wife. No, I'm not responsible for campaign finance violations. But, yeah, I think the chances that he's actually indicted over anything are really low. This is really all fodder for impeachment talk for Democrats. But, I mean, let's be real. They were going to talk about this stuff even before any of this happened.
Now, I want to pick on a Ben Shapiro tweet, because you're like the king of logic, and I feel like I found a flaw in your logic, and I'm going to run it by you.
Ooh,
here. The president tweeted – out about witch hunt again. I mean, he says it a lot of times, but he said, Mueller was hung jury on 8 of the 10 counts or 10 of the 18, whatever he did. And then he said witch hunt. And you responded, and he was convicted on 8. That's not a witch hunt. Or if it is, the witches are real. Now, this is my thing, that the Mueller as a prosecutor was tasked with finding witchcraft, you know, in this case, collusion. So collusion is witchcraft in this case. And he hasn't found any witchcraft. Every time he finds someone doing something that's a non-witchcraft-related crime, to me, that does bolster the case of a witch hunt, because the more non-witchcraft stuff you find and they stack up, it shows, you know, if you want to call it a fishing expedition or a witch hunt, it's showing, to me, you can say witch hunt even though he is racking up prosecutions as long as they're not witchcraft-related. What do you think of that?
So I think that there's some truth to that. I think that the problem that I had with the president's tweet is that the first half is completely unrelated to the second half. So if he just wants to shout witch hunt, which he does every, you know, 6 tweets or so, it's actually on a regular schedule,
yeah,
in all caps. If he wants to just shout that, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, maybe. Maybe this whole thing is a witch hunt. Maybe the whole thing is of Russian collusion. There's no evidence of it, and this is just everybody out over their skis. I'm actually relatively amenable to that sort of argument. However, for him to then link that with Manafort successfully being prosecuted for felonies and then say witch hunt, that's the part I don't really get. Like, Manafort committed crimes. Like, Manafort going to jail is not a witch hunt. Manafort going to jail is Manafort going to jail. If you want to say the Mueller investigation is a witch hunt, maybe. You want to say that this whole SDNY thing is an extension of a witch hunt, maybe that's true too. But to tweet out that Manafort is going to jail because of a witch hunt, I find a little hard to believe, considering that, again, he was tried on a bunch of charges that had nothing to do with Trump. That's what's so weird about all of this. I just don't understand why Trump is coming to Manafort's defense in this very strong way when Manafort's crimes have nothing to do with Trump in the first place.
Yeah. Well, it seems he said in the interview he seems to prefer Manafort because he hasn't folded on him the way. Yeah, he's using these kind of words. Again, I find it refreshing.
Great.
And also, another thing I find refreshing, and I'm sure he's not supposed to be doing this, and I think you might have even said that it's not a good look, when he uses terms that seem like they're out of a Scorsese movie. You know, he talks about people being loyal to him, and he even mentions the fact that he's upset with Jeff Sessions and his Justice Department, because he feels, when he looks back at the Obama Justice Department, that Obama's attorney general was had his back. And he says things like that. I think he says. Right. Now, of course, it's not a good look. But to me, it's a refreshing look because everybody knows. And I think, I mean, I wonder if you agree with me, that I agree with the president that Democrats do have a history of being a little more kind of in the tank for their guy. And that's the president's analysis of, you know, the Obama administration.
Yeah,
and he's
right.
Frustrated with his guy. And he's saying it. I find that refreshing.
Well, yeah, I think to me there's a thin line between bracing and refreshing. You get the tingly feeling in your mouth whether it's mouthwash or acid. And I think the problem is that when the president, you know, look, the president is right that Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch were Obama's wingmen. They protected him. They did everything they could do to cover for people in his administration. All of that is 100% true. The proper way, if you were, you know, going to be the most moral person about this, what you would say is it's disgusting how the Obama administration used the Justice Department to protect all of their criminality. I'm so honest and my guys are so honest that we're even willing to go through with this stuff, which is why I've left Jeff Sessions in place. Like, isn't that a better spin than I hate my own attorney general and he's such a jackass for not treating me the way Eric Holder treated Barack Obama? Like, this whole kind of I'm going to sit here and whine about my own attorney general, who I can fire at any time, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to proclaim that what he really should be doing, his job here, is to be basically a mafia lawyer in the same way that Eric Holder was Obama's mafia lawyer. Like, I
got a theory. How's this, Ben?
I really am not a big fan of.
I got a theory because did you see the Jeff Sessions statement? He came out with a statement and he says, no matter who pushes me, I will not be bullied. It doesn't matter either party. I am going to follow the law because I'm a lawman. So my theory is that the president, he kind of lets his own guy shine. To me, Sessions ends up looking like a big man now, and he looks like a law and order guy. So it's almost like the president lets him, Sessions, prove it for himself. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I'm never a big fan of 4D chess and underwater upside down 4D hungry, hungry hippos theories. But I think that that's what it does end up looking like. I think the bigger problem for Trump is that Sessions statement is actually a problem for him in one way. If Trump actually decides to fire Sessions, it's going to precipitate calls that actually is obstruction, even though he's legally able to do so and it's not really obstruction. It's going to – because what Sessions said there is as long as I'm in charge of the Department of Justice, these investigations will not be politicized.
Yeah.
The implication being the minute I'm not in charge of the Department of Justice, they will be politicized, of course. This is why, you know, the president would be much better off saying, I'm really glad that I picked such an honest guy in Jeff Sessions. They're not going to come up with anything anyway, but the lengths to which they are going are completely unjustified. I think most people feel this way anyway, by the way. I think most people are tired of all this. And if he would just – I really don't think it's planned. I just don't think the president is a planner.
Oh, I don't either.
He's more like Joker in The Dark Knight. There's not a plan, right? He somehow –
Well, Ben, you don't plan 4D chess. Planning's not part of 4D chess.
That's true. Not. How can you plan into the fourth dimension? There's no way to plan into the past. It doesn't work that way. But again, I think that when it comes down to it, the president is a guy who says a lot of stuff. And if he said a few fewer things, some of the stuff he says is very good. But if he said a few fewer things, if we could somehow just kind of sift what he had to say, he'd be a political monster, you know, just in terms of being able to do enormous damage for his side of the political aisle. But I think half the time, as I've said, since he leapt onto the scene, he's a hammer. And he's in search of a nail, and when he hits a nail, it's extraordinarily satisfying. And when he hits a baby, it's not quite as satisfying.
You're a fan of Billions, the show. I know you were enjoying that. And I'm wondering, do you think prosecutors in this country have too much power? I mean, I think Mueller has too much power. But across the board, do you think we need more checks on prosecutorial power?
I think that, you know, obviously, you know, I'm a fan of prosecutors across the country who I think largely do a very good job, despite lack of resources. That said, I'm actually not such a huge fan of the adversarial justice system to begin with. I mean, you have what's called the inquisitorial system in a lot of places in Europe, in South America. It's basically a system where it's not like the defense and the prosecution slug it out and then it becomes a competition between the two sides. It's much more like there's a judge and some lawyers in the room trying
Wiggs,
to hash
it's
out
Wiggs.
You know, what exactly are the facts of the case.
Yeah.
So much of our justice system is about the drama of the justice system, and I wonder how effective it is in actually protecting the innocent and convicting the guilty.
Yes, and I think the problem, and it's sketched out in the show Billions, they illustrate it so well, the idea that you rise through the ranks of prosecutors with scalps, and that's what motivates them, and I don't think it's a good motivator. But Ben, great to have you on the show. Always great. Please follow him. At thedailywire.com, and you can catch him. There's plenty I mean, I encourage you to subscribe to the Daily Wire, but you can also, before you do that, go find YouTube videos and watch the heck out of them. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Ben Shapiro, we will be right back. I want to take your calls on the president's legal theory. I want to talk about his idea that he thinks that flipping should almost be illegal. 833-852-4866. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Shalhoub.
I mean, just hearing his voice makes me so happy.
Tom Shalhoub.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enfagrow 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Besides correcting back pain and helping the body heal injuries, there's a lot more a chiropractor can do for you. The friendly team at Kramer Family Chiropractic of Redding and Red Bluff is ready to help you achieve a life free of pain and full of health. Just give them a call today in the 530 area code at 527-0220 and mention this ad for a special new patient offer. Again, that's 527-0220. Call today and get ready to see what chiropractic can do for you with Kramer Family Chiropractic.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Al Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
The top.
comedic insight. Call now, and you too can speak to Tom. 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The president says that he thinks flipping is very dangerous, and it encourages people to lie when they flip because they're incentivized by prosecutors who hold long sentences over their head, and they say, I'll knock it down if you just give me this big fish. So they hand it to them, and they do what's called, what did Alan Dershowitz call, composing their testimony. Marty in Wichita, Kansas, what do you think?
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hey.
I think this one's pretty easily solved. I would, obviously, we need to have flipping, you know, allowed, but composing or embellishing should have exceedingly strict penalties to keep them honest.
Well, how do you know? The thing is, they love it. That's the problem, is that the prosecutors, they don't care about the, you know, let's use Cohen. They don't care if Cohen is shading the truth or lying as long as they get to Trump. So that he's motivated to ignore the lie. We have to somehow take that motivation away from them. And I guess we had one caller who said the testimony is one thing, but you also need proof. So if it's just testimony of someone like Cohen, if they don't have any other proof about, you know, campaign, whatever the campaign finance was, I don't even know what the heck the details of the thing will be. But it can't be testimony alone because the testimony's tainted, I say. What do you think of that?
Well, that's why I think there should be penalty for tainted testimony or embellishing.
Yeah.
I just feel like you know, that would keep it honest, and more or less, if they start losing what they're gaining by flipping,
yeah,
then they won't go so far with it.
Thank you, Marty in Wichita, Kansas. Tom in Carmel, California. Flipping, should it be legal?
I think the Mueller situation reeks of desperation.
Yeah.
When they have to go to Manafort, who clearly is a criminal over a decade ago, and sort of like through prosecutorial discretion, keep him in their hip pocket, and then, oh, pull him out, look what we found. I think we've got some sort of leverage against Trump. So basically, the whole thing reeks of desperation, and I wanted it all to go away a couple of weeks ago because there's no there. However, I've changed my mind.
Yeah, you think it's exposing them?
Here's what I want. I mean, obviously, so much time has gone by, and Mueller has not really produced anything of substance. I want some more time to go by, and there's no there with regards to Trump. And if Mueller concedes and gives up and says, "Okay, it's over," I'm going to shout foul.
Yeah. Yeah, if he gets Tom, you make such a good point here that a lot of people want this thing to play out. He can rack up all the scalps he wants, but like I said, if he doesn't find the actual witchcraft that he was tasked with looking for, that is Russian collusion, then all those scalps are no good. The whole thing's foul. I'm a judge. I throw the whole thing out. If I were, I'm Tom Shalhoub.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on foxnewspodcasts.com.
Download Lauren Green's Lighthouse Faith.
We sort of think that God has nothing to say about our pain and suffering. God has nothing to say about our sex life. And the truth is that God is very much has spoken to all of these things.
Subscribe now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.